We are pleased now to be joined on Mugs by Irrigation and Water Services Manager with Central Nebraska Public Power and Irrigation District. Scott Dickey is with us. How you doing today, Scott?
I'm doing well, Corey. Thanks for having us. Appreciate the opportunity to visit with you this morning. We like the cool weather, too.
So. You betcha. So you had your latest board meeting last week in Holdridge, last Monday, I believe that was, and didn't deal with a whole lot, but let's get to what you did visit about. And it looks like you approved a work order in the amount of $76,000 to Beverage Inc. of North Platte for a road improvement project near the Central Diversion Dam east of North Platte. I'll let you talk about that a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, you're right. We didn't have a real long board meeting a week ago Monday. The work with Beverage is really to improve our access to the diversion dam. We've got a contract with a group called Grit to haul the sand. They have the ability to process, market, and transport the sand, and so as they're going to be hauling sand away from that diversion road, it's always been a gravelly one with washboards, and so there may be more traffic there, and so this effort was to improve that and put some asphalt down and provide for safe transportation in and out there with additional traffic.
What's the timeline on that? Is that set to be completed here in a few months? Or
I think it's pretty close to being completed right now.
Pretty close.
They've been working on. I think it's. They think they've moved quickly. The group out of North Platte's done a great job.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a bit really beneficial to you as a group, isn't it?
It is. We've got a big pile of sand there, and the folks from around North Platte are, that are familiar with it know how big of a pile it is. And so as we constantly move water into our supply canal, we're required to dredge that sediment that flows in there to keep our diversions flowing. And over the years, it's created a mountain of sand, and this group has found an opportunity that, or at least they feel they found an opportunity to market this material, and do what they do with it. And so, we're supportive. It helps us. It helps them, and we're moving ahead with it.
Who knew that you could market a big pile of sand, huh?
There must be a lot of cats in the world. I don't know.
Very interesting. I didn't come up with that idea in the first place, but why not? It's called thinking outside the box sometimes, huh?
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch. So
yeah, I would never ever think about that. I might think of marketing it for sandboxes, but they aren't as popular as they used to be. So I think this will work just fine. So you reported on groundwater recharge occurring between June 25th and July 3rd using excess flows. So kind of distill that report down that you gave to the board to our listeners.
Sure. It was a wetter period, that July 25th to June 3rd, where there was additional water in the stream above and beyond the demands and uses in those locations. And so at that point, the state of Nebraska says there's excess flows available. Mm-hmm. In Nebraska, we try to take advantage of every drop. And in this case, we had water we were able to divert, and we store it and allow it to sink into the ground to recharge the water table. Mm-hmm. So that's really what this one amounts to. Our best facility for that is Elwood Reservoir, and we were able to move 3,600 acre-feet of water into Elwood. We also have and our partners are the state of Nebraska and the Platte Republican, the Platte River Implementation Program, PRIP. And so we work with them, and we've got agreements with them to move this water. And then as the water sinks in, it returns flow back to the river, and periods it's dry. So right now it's dry, and that water can seep in and help create base flow in the river at a time when normally it would not be there. So that's kind of the concept, and it helps, like, again, the groundwater levels. So
Does this only come into play where you do this sort of thing during a period where you get a lot of rainfall?
There's no perfect answer on that. You'd think that there would be, hey, it's in the spring, or hey, it's in the fall. A few years ago, there was a lot of water that came down the South Platte from Colorado, and that created excess flows. And so it can happen about any time of year, but really it is, if there is less demand at a certain location on the river than what the water is there, then we are able to divert that water. And so, you know, it can happen any time of year. It seems to happen in the fall, sometimes in the winter, and this time it just happened to occur in July, into June, July. So, mm-hmm. And it was a pretty short period, but we were able to take advantage of it and not let that water leave the state and use it for our purposes.
We're all for that, for sure. Keep it in Nebraska. Right. We like that. Also, you reported to the directors that the E65 Siphon Project was selected for a Water Smart grant from the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, and a pretty sizable grant, $3 million. That's a big deal.
Yeah, we were excited that our project was selected. Again, this is infrastructure in Nebraska. You know, we have our infrastructure in Nebraska, you know, Force Central is nearing 100 years old soon. You know, we started operations in 1938 to 1940-41, and this particular siphon was made operational, I believe, 1940, and it's, I think 84-inch, it's a segment of three, the existing siphon, a 84-inch diameter steel pipe. It's had to be coated. The cathodic protection no longer functions, and its serviceability is to the end. You know, like anything that's been used very hard for nearly 100 years, it takes its toll. Mm-hmm. So in this case, what we're going to do is we're looking at putting in a brand new siphon. And this will be 10-foot inside diameter pipe. It's a big pipe for a mile, and that stuff is expensive. And so it allows for recharge and irrigation and recreation to occur as part of our system for the next 100, 200 years, depending on how this is put in. And so the Water Smart grant we got was for drought resiliency, and mm-hmm. this is a really going to be a great function for Nebraska and for Central. When we irrigate out of Lake McConaughey, it takes about 5 days for water to get to our irrigated area, and you know, if in 5 days there's a big rain, that water may not be able to be used for irrigation, and so this actually allows us to capture more water and maintain it for its use. And so it will be a great function. It'll be a great ability to keep water going into Elwood, which is then used to irrigate 42,000 acres. Water that is recharged through that facility supports the Platte Basin and the Republican Basin, helps support the state of Nebraska and all the efforts along the Platte. And so we're excited about it. We're very fortunate to be selected. We appreciate the Bureau of Reclamation for recognizing our project. There were 14 of them in the nation. Mm-hmm. There were all but three were from California, and so we were one of the three selected for it. And it really shows the value of this project and how important it is. You know, the Nebraska Resources Commission also recognized the project. The commissioners supported this project with $9 million from the Nebraska Water Sustainability Fund.
Yeah.
It's very important for us to continue our livelihood. You know, we've got these projects that are like McConaughey, you know, and, mm-hmm. and Elwood and Johnson and the power plants, and they've created a lot of memories and recreation. They've created a lot of power. They've created wealth for our irrigators, you know, over this period of time since 1938. And if we want to continue that, we have to invest in it, and those benefits, you know, spread out across our state. And so our commissioners, you know, you just can't thank them enough for their foresight and seeing what's coming up and supporting that $9 million to this project and to Nebraska. So
that's a great thing. Of course, your civil engineer, Tyler Thulin, reported Lake McConaughey's elevation, and you gave me an update this morning, so I'll let you pass that along to our listeners.
Sure, Tyler. Tyler does a great job, fantastic job, keeping track of everything going on at McConaughey. There's always a great deal of interest there. Right now, McConaughey's at 49.5% capacity, which is at an elevation of 3230.4. Right now, that, you know, 49% may not sound great, but it's still a lot of water. It's still the biggest lake in Nebraska, which mm-hmm. is, you know, providing 862,000 acre feet of water in storage right now. So it's quite a bit, but it is lower. And you know, you certainly watch things when they get lower. The inflow into the lake right now is a little bit below 300 cubic feet per second, and the water getting released is about 1,800 cubic feet per second. So it's still going down. Irrigation demand is high, and so that's what I started off when you started this cooler weather. I was like, hey, that's great, you know.
Not as much irrigation demand. Yeah.
Maybe not, yeah. So that's where my mind was when you started off our, mm-hmm. our conversation this morning, Corey.
That's how you think over there, for sure.
Yeah.
And then you got a new guy, a local guy from Sutherland that has become a new member of the Land Administration team. Tell us about Nathan Fleece.
Nathan, well, he's going to be coming in and helping our land team. You know, the land team spends a great deal of time with our neighbors, helping them with leases or questions they have, additional reporting requirements that we have to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and FERC. You know, he'd be supporting that and policies, and got an opportunity to meet Nathan. He's been here for a very short period, and so I enjoyed visiting with him. I think he's going to be a great addition to Central, and we're very happy to have him on board.
Mm-hmm. What is the overall purpose of the Land Administration team?
So we've got different divisions within Central. You know, my division is the Irrigation and Water Services, and mm-hmm. that helps it self-explanatory, and you know, we provide water services and irrigation.
Sure.
We have an electrical generation team, you know, that works with our hydroelectric facilities. Our land administration team has a little more diversity in where it's a broader term. Our land team can consist of regulatory compliance specialists dealing with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC. We have lot leases at, you know, many of our lakes, like Johnson and McConaughey. We also lease out our facilities to the Nebraska Game and Parks and work with them a great deal. And so any of the issues that may come up around the lake, you know, hey, where's this property line? Or can you help us, you know, build a trail? Or is this, or if we want to build a trail, is this okay? Mm-hmm. You know, they work with such a broad range of things, from regulatory compliance to helping landowners or leaseholders, I should say, through various components, and you know, keeping track of all that is quite an endeavor. We also have compliance with Fish and Wildlife Service, Endangered Species Act, mm-hmm. And a lot of those components too. And so we have on-site biologists and land managers that can help support all those different integral parts. And so it would, that was a great question, by the way, because if you asked me about irrigation, I had that one down. But the land group is very diverse, and they're highly skilled. They deal with lots of people and lots of calls. We do have a lot of policies that are required to keep our FERC license, and they keep track of that, and really assist the leaseholders who want to do the follow the rules and do the right thing.
Well, I think I've already learned so much in just the four months I've been here talking to you guys and reviewing the meeting and getting a better picture of what all you handle. And Scott Dickey, Irrigation and Water Services Manager with Central Nebraska Public Power and Irrigation District, has been our guest on Mugs this morning. Scott, thanks so much for giving up a few minutes of your time, and enjoy the rest of your day, and I'm sure we'll get to speak to you again somewhere down the line.
Central really appreciates Cody 1240. Thanks,
okay.
Corey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.